The federal government this week released its latest intergenerational report. It comes out every 5 years. Elsewhere in the show, I had a chat to a professor of taxation to talk specifically about some of the very big issues facing our taxation system that were a result of the findings out of that report. But for a broader view now on that IGR report, my guest in studio is Denny Maher from Fiducia Private Wealth Management. They are a program sponsor. Anything we say, or anything Denny says at least, should be taken as general advice. We always have to give that little disclaimer. Denny, welcome back to the King Review.
Hi, Gavin. How are you?
Very well indeed. I was really interested in this report. It looks 40 years into the future. As I said, it does come out every 5 years. It didn't get a lot of attention locally. There was a bit of national press about it. But for such a big, important report, I was surprised that we haven't heard a lot about it here. So that's why I was keen to get your thoughts. What were some of the highlights and some of the findings you discovered in that report this week?
Yeah, thanks, Gavin. You're right. It doesn't get a lot of traction locally. And that's probably because it's really designed as Treasury's best guess or educated guess around what things will be like going forward and helps them guide big policy decisions.
It's about a 40-year horizon, I think, normally.
Yeah, that's right. So this one takes us out to 2060. And it looks at things like population life expectancy, budgets and debt, age pensions, government revenues and spending. So probably the guy you're referring to about the taxation side, he'll touch on that, and certainly superannuation and health. But for me, the really big things is we're still seeing that ageing population increasing. In 1982, there were 6.6 people in Australia working for every person that was over age 65. It's now 4, so it's dropped from 6.6 to 4. And in 2060, they're saying that that will fall to 2.7.
There you go. That's a massive change since the early 80s.
And what that says to me from a financial planning perspective for the individual, the mum and dad, is we really know that the pressure on the welfare system is going to continue to increase, which will mean lower spending on welfare, which means we have to fund more of it ourselves.
Really interesting stuff. I think they talked a lot about, we've had this, and I've again spoken about this on recent shows, is that skilled migration obviously has gone backwards because of COVID and border closures. And often, of course, migration was used as a tool for economic growth. It helped, in fact, lower the average age of our population, particularly obviously you target those younger migrants, without that, at least for who knows how long, you know, that's obviously having a hit on our budget bottom line as well.
Oh, absolutely. And really, that I think we'll see that will be a focus of government, the present government and governments going forward, to upskill and to reintroduce that net migration number, because our numbers have for the last forever many years depended on that for population growth. And you know, if you look in the last decade, numbers I have here said that net overseas migration accounted for 60% of our growth in the last 10 years.
60% was due to overseas migration.
And with lower fertility numbers, you will remember that Peter Costello
that's right
have won for the country. Migration is expected to contribute around 74% of growth by 2060, but now we've had COVID thrown into that. So we could really think that even if the number increased from that, or stayed stable at 60%, it's still going to put a lot of pressure on government debt.
We're going to have to
play infrastructure
and play catch up.
Yep.
Certainly on the migration front. And so what would you say to people? Again, it is probably hard for most of us to envision what life or country will be like in 40 years' time. What can people do now to get ahead of that curve? And of course, not just over the next 40 years, but the next 5, 10, 20 years.
Sure. One of the big things is, look, take advantage of the low interest rate environment that we're in. Use whatever surplus you have to reduce debt, or indeed invest in growth assets, so that you're really provisioning for yourself in retirement. No one can rely anymore on that age pension being available. It will always be available in some way, shape or form, but it'll be increasingly harder to get.
And pushed back potentially. You'll be older before you can access it.
Whilst we have an ageing population, that life expectancy is pushing out. And more people I talk to want to work beyond the old traditional age 65. And that's not full time. People want to work part time. They want to do charity work. They want to do voluntary work, but they want to remain active. The healthier we remain, the more likely that number is to increase.
I'm speaking here with Denny Maher from Fiducia Private Wealth Management. What I've always wondered is, can someone like you or the team at Fiducia help people, whether they're in their 40s or 50s, map out how much you need to survive and live on comfortably in retirement?
Yes, we do, and we do it all the time. Mm. And sometimes it's, you know, I have some clients that don't have a big expensive lifestyle, but they want to know that a level of comfort that they can afford what they want to do in retirement, and everyone's different. Obviously, an international airline captain or a surgeon is going to be very different to someone that's used to living on $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year. So it's really about understanding how much they need on a per annum basis in retirement, and then working out, and I tend to try and work on a long-term cash rate. So then that takes risk off the table to some extent. And if we work on a 4 or 5% cash rate to deliver the income they need, that will give us a number as a starting point.
All right. The best way to contact the team at Fiducia, probably Google Fiducia, F-I-D-U-C-I-A. Check out their website. Give them a call. The office is down there on Spence Street. Denny Maher from Fiducia, thanks for being on The King Review.
Thanks, Gavin.